Okay, a little about Parsha Zohar. According to many, many Rishonim, so the Psukim we read at the end of Parsha Kisaitse, that we'll be reading from after tomorrow, has three mitzvahs in it. The mitzvahs are say to remember what Amalek did, the mitzvahs los are say not to forget it, and the mitzvahs are say of Mechias Amalek. And the Torah's repetition of the Asay and the Los Asay is Darshan, even though it can be an Asay and a Los Asay, the Chorah, but the Gemara Darshan is it that it means like by Zochar Shem HaShabbos L'Kacho, that you have to say it. It's not just enough to remember B'Lev, but you have to say it B'Peh. Many Rishonim hold, even though it's a Pella L'Chorah, that Midyaraisa you have to say it. Well, first of all, the amount of time, the Chinuch says, like between 1 and 3 years, the Chinuch says, because you have to make sure you don't forget it. So, but we do it once a year, obviously, and even Machmirim with the 12 months, the 13 months. There's also some hold that there's a mitzvah in the Oraisa to read it from a Sefer Torah, which really is a Pella, and the Minchas Chinuch says it's a Pella, that should be a Chiyuv the Oraisa, but it's learned out, so Zozi Korim Basefer, but it would really mean that Lechora, that if the Sefer Torah turns out to be possible, and that's the Sefer Torah you use for Parsha Zohar, so the reason we don't read everything again is because the Simech on the sheet is that you don't need a Kosher Sefer Torah to read from for the Kriyas that are the Rabbonim, but L'Chorah for the Kriya that would be the Oraisa L'Chorah, you would have to read it over again, unless you could somehow say maybe it's the type of error that just happened, and then you could be Simech on Chazakah. What's important when hearing Parsha Zohar is that it's Shomea Ka'ona. So, and that is why they make these announcements, because before the reading of it, because it's not like it seems the consensus in Halacha that Kriyas HaTorah you just have to listen to, but the Kriyas HaTorah Parsha Zohar is really a din of Shomea Ka'ona. So, like, your listening is like he's doing it for you on your behalf, and it's like you're reading it. And he has to have that, the person who has, well, the Balkore, really. Not the person who had the Aliyah, but the Balkore has to have that in mind also. So it's Shomea Ka'ona. I don't think you have to think the word Shomea Ka'ona, but it's not enough you just listen to it. You have to realize that he's being motzi you, and it's Ke'ilu, you're reading it. The person who got the Aliyah, who gets the Aliyah, it's a very difficult, not clear what he should do. Because it's one hand, it's a Torah, and he's making the brachos, he should read it. On the other hand, there's a din of Kriya B'tzibur. So it's kind of confusing what he should do. So he has to sort of say the words and also listen also, because to have the words. Okay, women, we're knowing that women listen to it. It's not so, it wasn't that common in Europe. And it certainly is not so oystahalim to take out a Sefer Torah to read for them and to take it out and not make a bracha over it. But that has become the minig, and there's certainly achronim that explain that minig and justify it, which is what we'll be doing tomorrow, Shabbos, Bezos Hashem. Okay. Chayzus al-Vavos, Cheshbin, Shar Cheshbin HaNefesh Perakimel, we're up to Cheshbin 12. At 12, he wants you to think about Lamaisa, how you put your energies and efforts and kaiches and your thinking and your figuring out how best to do things into your, he says, into your job, into your earning money, and your charitzus, he calls it, your intensity of mind and cup and energy and figuring out what's the best way to do that. It doesn't really, you have to make a cheshbon hanefesh if it measures up. And if someone gives you a hot stock tip, how do you feel about that person? And if someone tells you about a great sefer that lets you have more kavanah by tefillah, maybe you don't feel so indebted to that person. Maybe if you do, that's wonderful. That's what he wants you to think about in number 12. And he says you're putting so much effort into money, and the Efter Shatir Yigdosel Arik, really it's up to the Eibishter, and your Yigiyah might not end up the way you want it to. V'lo Yala B'yodo, and all you'll have left is Hatsa'ar Ha'oruch V'hatorech V'ha'omol. and who knows, and even if you get a little, you're successful to some degree, then Shema lo yia lo mimenu ki im shmiroso, then you have to start investing the money. What do I do with this money? Where is it safe? How will I know that I'll put it away for my old age? And you have to start thinking about that. V'han chagoso v'atzna'oso min apagoyim ad shi'il lemi shenigzer lo bo im b'chayev k'may shenema v'chatzi yom av yazvenu, who says you'll live that long to enjoy the fruits of your labor. L'achar moso u'kvor hizironu ha'chocho min acharitzus v'heshtadlus l'harbos b'momen. What parak in Mishnah is that in? Okay. The seeper madve hanimtsabo, the illness, so to speak, that accompanies it. You should do what you have to do, certainly, for the money that you need, but not to be marbe moment. This is, Chavis Alodis talks about this at length in Shara Bitochon, where he says that Hishtadlus in the realm of getting more money than you need is, there's no din Hishtadlus, and it's a waste of time, which is really what he's saying here, but very bekitzo in a few words. Of course, nobody ever thinks there's such a thing as having enough money. So I'm never working on money that's more than I need, because I need all that money. That's a separate issue. And from poverty, it also is maver a person from living a good spiritual life. Don't give me wealth, which, of course, needs, you got to do whatever you got to do. Ushar inyan. Chumo motzoni Yaakov Avinu alav ha-shalom, shalom yelokov sipuko. Bram ro benosni lechem lez, chalol uvegad lulbosh. But not to, and to, you daven to Hashem, you shouldn't have too little money, you can't make ends meet, and not too much, which just leads to moisures and gets you into trouble. Okay, we'll stop there.